Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on off the ball.
And if we do that, I believe this team will go down as one of the greatest teams.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Congratulations, first of all, on the national title.
Thanks very much.
You're eighth.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's some going.
Yeah. And now it's some achievement, yeah. Non-stop, but it's good to keep the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Yeah. And preparing now for Budapest.
Yeah, the European Championships. I'm really looking forward to it. The preparation has been unbelievable. Camp has gone really, really well. And I had some time out of the ring. I was kind of not competing for nearly a year.
Yeah.
So it'd just be tough kind of getting back into it. But I can really feel myself getting sharp again. So it's good feeling that way.
Brilliant. What's the toughest part about coming back after time off like that?
Fitness. I think everything is the toughest part. But no, it's great waking up the next day feeling sore. Well, there's no better feeling than that. So
yeah. A good sore.
Yeah.
How's your training going now? How many days a week are you?
So I'd be training about maybe 12 times a week. So yeah, it is very tough going, but it's enjoyable. It's been a very enjoyable camp, so I'm delighted with it.
Excellent. Yeah. Is all that camp up here in the High Performance Centre?
No, so we do 3 days up here, and then the rest is either in our club or at home in the gym. So yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, what's the best part about coming up and training with like the elite athletes up here, the other Irish gang?
I think the best part is knowing that you're at that level now, especially at such a young age. These are all kind of 30, nearly hitting 40 now, you know, that kind of way. I'm only a youngster coming in now, but now it's been honourable as well as such an achievement to train alongside these athletes. It's great, and they're all so lovely and so humble and down to earth, so it's great.
Is there anyone in particular, I suppose, when you were growing up that you would have looked up to, that you get to train with now or that you get to coach with?
Yeah, like, look, you have the likes of Kelly Harrington and Garnier Walsh, who's just won a world bronze medal, and who I'm going to be competing against now in January. So it's like, you laugh at it now, but at such a young age, I would have been like, what? I'm going to be boxing Garnier Walsh, like, what the hell? Like, do you know that kind of way? But you know, it's just it's the whole journey of it all, and I'm really looking forward to it.
But how did you get into boxing?
I used to play football for Shells, and I just wanted to kind of do it for the fitness. It was across the road from me, in at Northside Shopping Centre. So it was a community club at the time, and I wanted to go over and join and whatever else. And I never looked back since. So I'm still in there now, and then I end up leaving football, leaving Gaelic, and that to commit to boxing.
When was it that you kind of decided this is something that I could give a go?
I think it was when I won. I was about 13 maybe, and I had won a silver medal, European medal, at the in Georgia in Tbilisi, and I was still playing Gaelic and football at the time. But I kind of knew at that stage that right, I was born into this game. This is exactly where I belong. So yeah, ever since then.
Would you keep up now as well with the women's football, like at Lone, doing the double there?
Oh,
at the
Jesus,
weekend?
No. Well, maybe not. Not now. But no, I went back playing for Bowes about 2 years ago, and I was training up with the women's national team for Bohemians, and then I was playing under 19 as well at the time, which was great, great achievement as well. But yeah, I just kind of throw my head into anything, like, you know, that kind of way. I just really want to enjoy the whole process of being this young. I'm never going to get to do this ever again, you know, that kind of way. So yeah, I'm just kind of enjoying it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, when your works, they played football as well.
They played football, and I think they played Gaelic for Roscommon as well.
Yeah,
so unbelievable. But yeah, no, Jesus, they're two top world class athletes, and not just in boxing and in anything they put their hands to.
I was going to say they were in Hyrox. They see you did a Hyrox with your mum.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I done a Hyrox thing with my mum. Yeah, no, it was great. I liked it. That was when I was out of boxing. I was not competing. I was still training away, obviously, but just not competing and not in camp. So I still like to keep myself kind of fit. So I said I'd give it a try, and yeah, me and my mad on the Hyrox sim, yeah. So it was great, real enjoyable.
Would you go back and do another one?
Yeah, definitely. I actually really enjoy it. So I get a buzz out of that type of training. So I definitely go back and do another one, yeah.
Yourself and your mum can take on the O'Rourke's.
The O'Rourke's, yeah, I wish. Not a hope in hell. Oh, stop.
I suppose while we're here today, we were getting like a lot of the updates on the athletes for LA, and like that being the end goal.
Yeah.
Is that your end goal?
Yeah, 100%. I think ever since I've been up in the high performance in Abbottstown, I think it's been, that's all my head has been at now at the minute. It's just LA, and which is a good thing to have as well. But yeah, now I've all hopes for LA, fingers crossed.
What are like kind of the major milestones now between here and LA? Obviously,
yeah, so obviously Grania is the number one at 65 at the minute. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to box her in January in the Elite Championships, and fingers crossed I get the end goal is to kind of, you know, beat her obviously, and get the chance to go over to the Olympics.
And when's that happening in
LA
January?
In January, yeah. Dave, I think it's just the 9th, the 10th and the 11th, the second week I think of January.
And will that be in Ireland?
That's in Ireland, yeah. So it's going to be, I'll go from now to January. I'll have the European Championships in the 24th of November to the 30th, and then I box in Kelly's retirement fight the 2nd of December, and then I'll stay ahead then for the Elite Championships. So
is that a bit of a pinch me moment getting to fight and the same bout as Kelly?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, it was an honour when she had asked that the first time. I was delighted with myself, especially on a card with not just one but two Olympians. Jack Marley is boxing on it as well.
Okay.
And Sean Murray and Gavin Rafferty, who's also in my club in Dublin Docklands. So it's great to box alongside these lads.
Is it nice to get to go back to Docklands club then and spend time with maybe like younger boxers that are coming up as opposed to being up there with the
high performance? I always kind of get to train in a little bit early. I'd probably get there for about 6:15. Our training starts at 7:00. But the kids' class is at 6:00, but I always get a buzz out of them. They're all mad from the inner city. They're all nuts, these kids. But they're all great, and they all love the sport. You can just tell they're all real hungry, and you know they're all messers at that age. But it's great to kind of be involved with them as well.
And do you see a good few girls as well coming up? Like, we've had so many female role models in boxing over the last number of years.
Yeah,
like,
it's actually crazy now at the minute how many girls are getting involved in boxing, and not just boxing, just sport in general.
Yeah.
And it's great to see. It is really great to see. And I think when I started off in Docklands, I was the only girl at the time.
No way.
I know Tina was there, but Tina was kind of coaching at the time. She wasn't necessarily boxing anymore. And he was a bit hesitant. Philip Kyo was his name, my coach's name, and he was a bit hesitant whether to take me at the start. And then I ended up joining the club, and I won two European gold medals for him, yeah. So, and now look, Philip has been like a father figure to me, and he's been such a role model as well to me, you know, that kind of way. And he's made me believe that I can get to this stage, and I am here now. So it's only all up from here.
Unbelievable. And when it's just you in the ring, obviously, you know, it's not team sport, but you have individual sports where, like, you've got a long time to control the outcome. Like,
yeah.
How much mental preparation must go into it, you know?
I to be honest, I personally think it's 90% mental and 10% physical. Obviously, look, you could be in the top, the best shape of your life. You could have the best camp, but it's all about who shows up on the day. But look, the good thing for me is I've had a great camp mental-wise. I've gone to see a sports psychologist as well, which is such a huge add and has been so beneficial for me the last few weeks in camp, which is great. So I'm feeling 100% ready for the European Championships coming up.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
And maybe without getting too personal about the sports psychologist, like, what kind of areas would you be working on with them?
It's kind of just preparing yourself in the ring. I've always had there's this thing that I have one, and it's called it's called boom time, right? So basically, when you're tired in the ring and when you don't feel like, you know, you're tipping around, this is your last round, you're absolutely shattered, you're out of breath, you're after giving it your all, and there's 1 minute left to go, I would think to myself, right, boom time, and it's all out for one whole minute, and then you're back moving around again. And it has made such a difference to me. And visualising as well, every night before bed or before a sparring session or a training session, visualising how I'm going to box and perform in the ring, and it has really worked for me in every fight, actually. So yeah, I'm gonna keep that now.
Boom time, I love it.
Yeah,
I might borrow that myself.
Yeah. Oh, stop, guys. But it does, it works for me, so I'm gonna keep that now.
Oh, class.
Yeah,
class.
Definitely.
Is there anything, I suppose, from like the coaches that you've had up here now in Sport Ireland, anything in particular you're working on for your own self, like tactics wise or?
Yeah, look, me and James have looked at a few spars, and my own coach in the club as well have looked at a few spars, and there's things we need to be working on, especially after being out of fighting for a little while and not competitively fighting. I am going to be a bit less sharper than what I was, but I can feel that sharpness coming back, and I'm starting to pick up the tempo now. And everything we've been working on pads and bags and whatever else has come to life now in sparring, and it's starting to come bit by bit. So yeah, now I'm really looking forward to showcasing it now in the ring.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Are you working at the moment as well, kind of alongside training?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I work part-time in a pub in the Kilmardine Inn, and it's called Out in Santry. Yeah, so and the support there as well has been unbelievable. Even the people, and I get a buzz off, you know, all the old folks. Like yesterday we had a dress up day for all the pensioners, and yeah, and that was great. We all dressed up in Halloween, and I like giving back as well, like to the community, you know, that kind of way. And they all know I box in there, and they've been so supportive. When I go to the Europeans now, they'll show all my fights in the pub.
Class.
And yeah, no, it's great. The community in Kilmore, myself where I live, is unbelievable. It's great.
Brilliant. It must be tricky enough though, trying to balance work and training.
Yeah, it is. It's tough enough, but to be fair, the killer have been so supportive in that way, and anything I need off, if I need a night off, even just for resting or, you know, training up early the next day, they'll always give it, and they know that this is where I want to be, and this is where I'm at. So yeah, no, they've been nothing but supportive. So lucky for me, it's not too hard to struggle. So yeah, it's great.
Brilliant. You say like taking a day off, I assume it doesn't happen that often. Is there anything you do for yourself that's not kind of boxing related, it's not working related, just to?
Yeah, I like to just go on, this might sound weird saying this, but I like to just have a day to myself with nobody.
Yeah.
And I like to just keep to myself. I like to go out, have a coffee, listen to a bit of music in the car, go for a walk, just the simple things.
Yeah.
I don't like keeping it mad, over the top or whatever. I like to meet up with friends, meet up with family, and yeah, just keep it simple. But it's great when I do get to meet up with them, and it's not often I do.
yeah. But they must understand great. Though.
Oh, they do. They understand how much time and effort I put into it, and even the support they get off them is unbelievable.